va ce matin, c'est 55 degrés et c'est Rochester, c'est 6 minutes avant 8 heures.
Bien, bonjour mes amis, ça ici c'est Honorable Fa avec vous pour notre programme de la tasse de café. Dans juste quelques moments, moi je vais être joint par M. Charles Emmanuel lui-même. Et si vous avez peut-être une question, un comment, comment on dit un mot en français, ça c'est tous des bons sujets pour notre programme de la tasse de café. Donne-nous un phone call à 337-363-2N24. Et aussi, tu peux trouver nous autres sur l'Internet, sur classichits925.com ou kbpionline.com. Là, ça c'est sur AM. Et aussi, tu peux trouver nous autres sur notre Facebook page. Ça, c'est la tasse de café KBPI. Et dans juste quelques moments, moi, je vais poster notre mot du jour et tout ça d'autre tu as besoin de connaître pour la tasse de café. Et la tasse de café est amenée à vous par notre sponsor. Ça, c'est Doug Ashe Building Materials, Jerry's Furniture, Ordwin Salvage Store, Sooner Auto Salvage, Eunice Manor, Bonne Nouvelle, Café Evangeline, Ordwin Funeral Home, Family Hair and Gifts, Assured Home Medical, B&S Grocery, Chapman's Third Service, Brown's Furniture et Blake's Pharmacy. Ça c'est notre sponsor qui fait notre programme possible ici. C'est la tasse de café.
Une bonne tasse serait pas méchante.
Bonjour Charlie, comment les affaires ce matin?
Ça va, en petite trotte.
Trotte, hein? Pas grand course.
Ah non, pas ce matin.
Non, OK.
On a pu espérer, je crois, Becky a commencé à réchauffer l'eau pour y faire une tasse de café. Ça
ouais.
On va expecter ça. Ce serait pas méchant, une bonne tasse de Rochester. La gorge est rendue sec.
Oui, j'ai entendu ça.
Mais on est toujours là.
Oui, quand même.
On a passé en travers de ça. Là. Et j'ai à peine préparé.
OK, c'est bon.
Ça vient.
It's OK. C'est doucement.
C'est doucement, mais ça vient.
C'est doucement, mais, you know, as long as it comes over, and we're good. You know, we're all right. That's how it goes.
It's better slow than never.
Than never, you're right. Better late than never, comme ça dit.
Et je pense quoi t'as pu expecter notre mot du jour.
That's usually what happens about this time, don't you think?
Et t'as pu me regarder, je connais qui t'as pu regarder pour là. Allons voir. Well, we're going to square it off this morning.
Uh-oh.
Our word is square. S-Q-U-A-R-E. Square.
Oh.
Well, you know that.
Yes, I know that, but I can't think of it right now.
Curry.
Curry. Yeah, I was thinking that's what it was, and I said, no, it's not. It can't be that. Oh, it's exactly what I thought it was.
Too simple to be right, huh?
Right. Because I was thinking that song, there's a song that Bruce Desgrépons does, Danse Carré, you know, it's a square dance, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, oh, that's probably what it is, but I'm like, no, probably not.
Now, let's see.
No, spell it for me.
Carré?
Carré, yeah.
C-A-R-R-E.
You said that like I should know that.
Exactement. Hey, you know that.
Yeah, I do know that, but I just want to make positive that I spell it correctly, because I will get corrected, you know.
Yeah, but let's deal with a square deal now.
Oh, goodness. Say square deal?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, Charlie, moi, je connais pas.
Honnête. Honnête.
Honnête.
An honest square deal.
I never heard that before in my life.
About un juste. C'est ça.
It's like just.
Yeah. Now they come with an angle here. Cari?
Cari, a data for it.
Uh-huh. And how about a square meal? We got to bring the meal in there.
Of course, you know. Un repas carré, I guess.
Un bon deal. Un bon repas.
Un bon
repas. Un gros repas.
I was partially right.
Uh-huh.
Don't happen often.
Okay, now, and let's see, you were talking a while ago. The square deal of glass land and things of this nature. If you got a piece of land, a square piece of land.
Tad carré, I guess.
And carré.
And carré, okay. That curry. Makes sense. Okay. Square, okay, that's good.
Nah.
All right.
Okay. You told me your daddy was a carpenter at one time.
Yes.
Okay. Name me the square tool.
I was trying to think of that while you were saying all that. I said, that's what he's going to ask me here. I have no idea. I can't think of it.
And a cat.
I don't remember daddy ever saying
and
that.
And a cat, so. Yeah.
A cat. How you say that again?
A car.
Okay. Yeah. I learn something new every time. Especially with Charlie. He makes sure I learn something, which is not a bad thing.
Well, we're there to
educate.
That's our lesson of the day, you know.
This is the point of this program, to learn something. So,
now, on a different angle, to square things up.
Didn't we do this one already?
Oh, we didn't square it up yet.
Didn't square it up yet? Là, moi, je connais pas.
Arranger. You're squaring things up.
That's not what I would have said, but okay.
Régler. Okay.
Okay.
How about to square off for a fight?
Oh, no, I don't know.
No, on fait pas ça.
I don't. Maybe y'all did, but I didn't.
Se préparer.
Se préparer pour battre.
Ou se placer.
Uh-huh, well. We would say that for other, you know, just other things as well. That would be just regular, you know, j'ai placé mon mère, place myself or whatever.
How about to be square with someone? Être quitté. When you're squaring off with somebody, ça va quitter tranquille. Okay.
I think you're making that up, Charlie.
Okay. How to... You think the square dance, how did you say that square dance?
Danse carré.
And carré. Quadrille.
That was the name of the song, anyway.
Quadrille. That's the definition of square dance.
All right. Well, that's what the name of those were, isn't it? I think that's what it was called.
Yeah.
And Charlie, on a notre premier phone call, prêt à ça.
Mais je crois que c'est temps, on ferme le livre de sur notre leçon pour aujourd'hui.
Ouais.
Et bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Tu peux pas le laisser tranquille, Charlie.
Hein?
Geneviève.
Thank you, Miss Geneviève. J'apprécie
mais
ça.
Mais t'avais pris une vacance, hein?
Pas tout à fait.
On t'avait pas...
Pour les boutons.
On ne t'avait pas attendu dans les derniers quelques jours?
Oui.
Mais.
Pas de jours.
Faut prendre un break.
Bienvenue.
Mais c'est bon de t'attendre, non? Content de t'être en bonne santé.
Oui, la meilleure santé.
Yeah.
Et là, mon petit de là-bas au nord a venu avec sa famille. On a pu avoir de l'agrément.
Oh, lordé! Ça peut être pincé si tu n'es pas perçu, hein?
Non, pas du tout.
well, Jeanette, that was good news, hein?
Je vais vous demander.
Ah non, attends.
Quelque chose au droit. Isn't that putting things straight? Square off things?
Dis ça encore.
Mais le au droit.
Quelque chose au droit.
Ça peut être un square off, oui.
Hein?
Ça peut être...
Je crois, je me rappelle de maman et dad. Aux autres, ils sont droits, ouais, ils sont carrés, ils sont bons.
Square off, yeah. Mais ça, il y a des différentes définitions, je suis sûr.
Oh, mais oui, ça, il va l'acheter, il y a des différentes, alors là,
Yeah, et c'est différent de la ville plate aussi bien.
Mm-hmm. Exactement.
Ça fait. On va dire suit yourself.
Exactly. Lenona, don't worry.
I never do. Not anymore, missionaire, but I appreciate you thinking of me.
On peut pas se rappeler qui en est carré, tu.
Oh, well,
Chef. I didn't work
with... It's the right angle tool.
Tool, right. Yes, ma'am. I know what it is, but mm-hmm. I didn't know how to say it. I didn't use the tool. My daddy used the tool, not me.
That's right.
I'm sure you might have one around.
It's math and algebra.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Like a protractor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You use a square. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the square root.
That's true.
Sort of like that little boy went to school. And he went to school, and then he came back, and his daddy said, my boy, he says, what did you learn? But he says, my teacher, something wrong with my teacher. He said, well, how's that? But he said, my teacher kept telling me pi or square. And he said, pi or round.
Well, I was a sure taking the pie.
I'll leave that one alone. Uh-huh. We squared off.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, y'all have a lovely weekend.
Thank you,
Jeanette. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, man. While we're waiting for our next call, Charlie, got a word for us?
Yeah, you want me to square it off?
Yes, please. Square it off, Charlie.
And parole pour le Chapman's dirt service.
S'il vous plaît.
Ça, c'est Madame Sandra Chapman, of course. Chapman's Dirt Service est tout le temps à votre service. Ça veut dire qui? Si vous ne me croyez pas, ramasse le fond et puis dial son numéro de fond 363-7861. Et vous allez tout de suite find out que Sandra est sérieuse avec son affaire. Elle va répondre le fond et elle sera parée pour rouler les trucks. Que ce serait un lot de terre, de gravois, du sable, ça vous a peut-être besoin. Elle va faire son best pour délivrer comme il devrait être délivré. Là, si vous n'avez pas le moyen d'épailler tout ça de vous-même, juste quitte à connaître à Sandra. Elle va envoyer les hommes et les machineries. Ils vont faire le job pour vous autres comme un expert. Ça, c'est une chose. Une chose, je ne veux pas vous autres prendre ma parole à monde. Hein? Juste faire pour vous-même. Appelez encore 363-7861. 363-7861. Et elle peut vous donner une estimation. Si c'est un gros job, elle va faire un off, elle va vous faire une estimation dessus ça. Mais contactez Sandra et vous allez voir faire un arco-passé. Le Chapman's Dirt Service vous donne le service le plus vite et le meilleur service possible. OK?
All right. Thank
we
you
squared
very
off.
Much. We squared off. We got that done. Thank you so much, Charlie. While we wait on our next phone call, that's that number is 363-2124.
Bonjour, Mark. Mais qui a perdu ta voix?
Pretty much.
Il a peur de...
It's okay. You see, I'm not here. I'm not here.
He's uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's also a fête pour plus tard.
Pour plus tard. C'est pas ma fête à moi. Non,
non pas ton fête à
pas
toi.
Pas tout à fait. Elle vient.
Et ça vient?
Oui, really? la fête vient.
Ouais, c'est bon.
Ça passe moi ici, non? Ou le mois après ça. Ça va venir dans deux, trois mois.
Oh, c'est pas direct à cette heure, là.
Non, okay. Moi, Juliette. On a plein de temps.
Moi, je suis dans à où?
Je suis plus vieux que toi.
Ouais, je connais ça. Well, how about we hear a word? We'll hear a word from our good friends over at Jerry's Furniture.
Lazy Boy bonus bucks are here now at Jerry's Furniture in Eunice. No waiting for coupons to arrive in the mail or the newspaper. Lazy Boy bonus bucks are here in the store for instant savings. Every Lazy Boy recliner in our in-store Lazy Boy gallery is included in this event. Every Lazy Boy recliner qualifies for a $50 additional bonus bucks discount. Some qualify for a $100 additional discount, while others qualify for a $200 additional discount. Bonus bucks are an additional savings to the regular sale prices, making these the lowest possible prices on Lazy Boy recliners. We have one of the largest selections of Lazy Boy recliners in the state. All fabric, microfiber, and leather recliners are included in this event. If you're interested in a recliner, now is the time to buy. Choose from the best selection, get a genuine Lazy Boy recliner, get an additional bonus bucks discount, and get free delivery to your home anywhere in Acadiana. This Lazy Boy bonus bucks offer is for a limited time only, so shop now for the best best selection and lowest prices on Lazy Boy recliners at Jerry's Furniture in Eunice.
Oh, Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. Oh, my goodness.
Il y en a juste un comme moi.
Oh, je connais ça.
Merci,
oh,
bon
merci
Dieu.
Merci, bon hein? Dieu. I couldn't take two. Oh,
comment ça dit ça? Ils ont perdu le patron.
They lost the pattern when yep. They lost the mold. They broke the mold when they made you.
Mom and Daddy were very happy when they had me. That's it.
Were you the baby?
No, I wasn't. I was the middle child.
Of course you were.
I had to be the referee for my younger brother and my older brother.
Oh, it wasn't the younger brother and you?
No, no. I had to referee.
Okay. I see what
but you know
mean.
Why I had a referee? Because they were both pointing the finger at me. C'était tout le temps. C'est Charlie qui a fait ça.
Mm-hmm.
C'est Charlie qui a fait ça.
Because it probably was Charlie that did it. Mm-hmm.
Half That's of the why. Time it was true.
Mm-hmm. Only half? Hmm. Hmm. Pas, Charlie.
I take just half the credit.
Only half the credit.
I'm being generous.
Oh, my goodness.
We're
waiting on another phone call, my friends. 363-2124.
We lonesome. We want you to call.
Ouais, je connais. I thought they would have...
363-2124?
Yeah.
363-2124. Ça, c'est bien simple pour se rappeler.
C'est pas dur.
Tu vas faire un honneur content si tu appelles.
Oh, ouais.
Et moi aussi, toi. Mais tandis tout ça, là, tandis que ça se décide de dans le fond, qui m'ont charlé pour le Sooners Auto Salvage. Sooners Auto Salvage est à 2102 West Main, ici, à la ville plate. Ça peut vous offrir une grande sélection de des morceaux pour vos automobiles, que ça serait pour... n'importe quel make or model ou des foreign made aussi bien. Ensuite, ils ont des morceaux pour les motorcycles, les imports, les trucks, les classiques et les vans. Et s'ils n'ont pas les morceaux vous pouvez garder pour, ils vont faire leur meilleur pour trouver le morceau pour vous autres. Ça, c'est un chose, ça vous offre. Ça vous garantit de ça. Et ça veut dire, ça ici, Claude, ça vous offre l'ouvrage pour faire de sur vos automobiles. Et ça veut dire de sont capables de travailler sur les transmissions, les roues, les brakes, les struts, les starters, les alternators, les acnés, tout ça vous a besoin. Donc, on va le trouver là. Et si vous êtes à se trouver de votre automobile, a besoin d'un check-up, venez puis quitter les mécaniciens certifiés, regardez à ça pour vous autres. Ça va vous faire penser de tous les morceaux et tout l'ouvrage est garanti. Et là, ça veut dire, quand ça vient pour les morceaux, vous êtes à votre choix. Vous pouvez trouver les brand new morceaux ou des morceaux qui ont été reconditionnés. Ils sont vers lundi au travers de vendredi à 7h30 à 5h. Et si vous se trouvez, ce n'est pas juste un mécanicien, vous avez besoin d'un record service ou un towing service, on a la réponse d'ici ça. Là. Soon a towing and record service ici à la ville plate. 363-9960. Venez puis visiter avec Donnie ou Amanda à 2102 West Main à la ville plate. I say Sooners Auto Salvage.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. And you know that I was looking back here on our Facebook, on our La Tasse de Café KBPI Facebook page. And yesterday, you know how we post every day the word of the day. And I had said, when you had asked me yesterday, that our word of the day was feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had said sentir, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well... Laurent, our good listener in France, he says, to feel, sentir, to touch, toucher. So, Thank you, Laurent. I appreciate that.
How much do you have to pay him to do that?
Not un sou.
Pas un sou.
Cinq sous pour les Mardi Gras. Uh-huh.
Le temps peut se passer, mon ami. Nous autres, on a besoin de charrer. On a besoin de charrer avec quelqu'un.
Definitely.
On veut vous autres, les appels. Vous n'êtes pas des étrangers, après tout. On est là pour visiter avec vous autres.
Oh,
si
ouais.
Ça fait le temps se passer bien. Mais in the meantime, je peux charrer pour Family Hair and Gifts, si c'est ça. Ça, on a pu espérer dessus. Vous autres pouvez dire ça ici, Claude. Là. Pour tous les dames en Family Family Hair and Gifts. Vous êtes invités de venir et voir tout ça ils ont pour vous offrir la marchandise pour le printemps et pour l'été. Ils ont des flags, des croix et des décorations pour le dehors, pour votre cour ou votre patio. ensuite ils ont pu vous offrir, pour vous autres les dames, un spray tanning. Ça c'est pour avoir votre tan avant que vous autres vont se promener en beach. Tu connais, vous avez parlé, ici la peau est blanche comme un how you say that? White as what? A sheet?
Un drap.
Yeah. Mais vous autres pouvez faire un appointement si vous autres veut pour toutes les activités du printemps. Vous autres pouvez voir le... Oh, écoute, l'affaire est rendue. Notre tasse de café.
La tasse arrivée.
Ça peut m'amener la bouche. Mais finalement, finir de dire ensuite, avec tous ces proms et tout ça pour les écoles. Le Family Hand Gifts vous offre du service à 611 East Lincoln Road à la Ville-Platte, votre official Merle Norman Headquarters. Leur numéro de fonds pour vous appeler 363-3381. Et ça, c'est le Family Hand Gifts. Et non, écoute, excuse-moi, mais le café, écoute, juste l'odeur du café frais.
Oh,
ça fait mon cœur bien content.
On a un fond de corps. Après, t'en prends ton petite goutte de café, Charlie. C'est bon, toi?
Écoute, les amygdales et peut chanter, c'est là. On a quelqu'un sur la ligne?
Yep.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, this is Buffett.
Mr. Buffett. On n'avait pas eu une nouvelle de Buffett dernièrement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, call to tell y'all that next week is the week to plant the gardens.
It is, huh?
That's what other folks have been telling us too, Buffy.
That's what you're waiting on, Buff.
Mine not even worked.
Not even tilled?
No, I was waiting, you know, when we get closer, because last weekend we caught the gully washer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you sure you're right.
I didn't want to till it because I said the rain, if it could rain a bunch of rain, it'll go straight down and it won't dry.
So you'd have to water plant then.
And then I was going to, now it's almost dry enough to do it. We're going to get another one this Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
But my garden right now is just right to till. It's dry enough right now, but mine's an above ground. Elevated.
Mine's level with the ground, Mr.
Got to have good drainage to get the water out, huh?
Yeah, but I have the drainage, but it's just that it rained too much.
When you have a rain of 4 and 5 and 6 inches there, it takes a more than just a drain, huh?
Yeah, we had like 5.5 this Sunday night.
Yeah, and that's a lot of rain.
Yeah, it was just dry from the week before, the rain we had caught the weekend before.
Well, it's all well and done because next weekend is going to be Easter weekend. So
right. The good day to plant is the Thursday or the Saturday?
Thursday or Saturday. Well, that's true. Good Friday,
you
can't
plan on. You can't plan on Good Friday, Lord.
You're not supposed to do anything.
And you see, the full moon's on Friday.
Uh-huh.
So you plant a day before or you plant a day after.
Ah, that's the secret.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You see, Buffy.
Buffy
connaît tout. He knows his stuff.
He really does. He does.
And you can plant anything: cucumbers, snap beans, anything, okra.
Well, I'm gonna have to get ready then.
Oh yeah, Charlie, time to plant.
You gotta feed me, Charlie. Uh-huh. I'm hungry.
I'm gonna plant Thursday though, because Saturday I'm not gonna be available.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that Thursday. That's going to be ready for the weekend that way.
Oh, yeah, you plant Thursday.
Thursday, guaranteed to do well.
And I know it'll make.
All right. The seal of approval
from
Mr. Buffy Gurry.
Yep.
Yeah, you see, when you plant on, they say you plant the Holy Week, you hardly never miss.
The good Lord blesses that garden for you.
Well, they call it a
Last Man Sack. Mm-hmm. That's when my daddy used to plant his cotton.
Yeah, they used to plant that week, yeah.
That Holy Week, he had to plant cotton there. In his mind, if he didn't get to plant during Holy Week, he didn't think he'd make a crop at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he usually did, but anyway, he wanted to plant that. He had to plant in Easter week. And with Easter being late this year, I don't know if he could have waited that long before he wanted to plant. But we don't.
Well, I just walked outside, and it's not warm outside.
It's sort of cool, huh?
Yep.
And to have got as warm as it did yesterday afternoon.
But we had the possibilities of showers all day long today.
Mm-hmm.
We had some a little earlier during the night, I understand, so made a heavy dew.
Okay, boys.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Buffy. Excuse me. And not for the call, Charlie.
All right. Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're doing okay?
Doing fine.
Yes.
Yeah, the garden this year, I kind of cheated a little bit.
Uh-huh. And who's this?
I used a pitchfork to till mine.
A pitchfork?
Yeah.
What, were you in a hay rack or something?
No, it's just your big wide piece, and I just turned everything up like that, and that's how I've been planting lately. I just put my seeds in, I move a little bit of the dirt to throw my seeds in, and all they got good, the bottoms opened up, you know.
Uh-huh. So what did you plant?
Cucumbers, watermelons, and bell peppers, and little okra and stuff like that.
One question, what type of, cucumbers, what name brand did you plant?
I'm not too sure. I know it's kind of the medium, big ones, and basically it's not the pickling type.
Some people like to plant those dashers. They claim they're good.
Yeah. But they all I usually just grab. I don't read on the cucumber. As long as I know it's not a pickling type,
yeah,
I use that's good enough.
Yeah, but the pickling, those are little small ones on
there. Oh, side. Yeah, you can't eat that.
One bite and that's it.
Ah, it's too hard.
Yeah, that's true.
That's designed to make some pickles with it and nothing else.
I did that last year with that pitchfork with a cucumber patch.
Uh-huh.
I picked all summer long in it.
All summer long.
Oh, they made about, you would go back about every 2 or 3 days, you would fill up almost 2 little grocery bags full.
Ooh, Lord D.
It did great. Like I said, I put some seeds in last weekend, and everything's up pretty much. I know the cucumber and the okra come up.
Yeah.
Good, good.
If I'd use a pitchfork on my garden, the pitchfork would bounce when I'd hit it the ground.
Well, that's why I don't put a tiller down in there, you know.
Well, I have to till mine.
Yeah.
But anyway, we appreciate the input of
yours. Oh, yeah, maybe this year everybody will get lucky on them.
Did you use any Epsom salt?
No, but I bought some 636 and ran it through there.
Uh-huh.
And a little lime.
A little lime, yeah.
Which it softens everything, you know.
Right.
I did that to a few things, and like I said, it breaks the dirt down.
Yeah. There's different little remedies that you can use to make a success.
Yeah, imagine so. Like I said, but that 636 is, to me, it's lighter than that 13 stuff.
Oh, that triple 13, if you don't watch out.
Especially, oh, no, you burn everything.
Especially a fella like me with a heavy hand. Ooh.
Yeah, but that's my problem when it comes to fertilizing, you know.
I want to put a little bit more because I want it to do better.
Better, right. That doesn't, better don't mean, more don't mean better.
But I did it 1 year, and I tell you what, my plants were 6 inches tall when I planted them, and then when the fall got there, they were still 6 inches tall.
Well, yeah, if you're going to put that heavy fertilizer, you just put a pinch, you know.
It burned them, but I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, we appreciate the gardening tips.
Yeah. Okay.
And you have yourself a good weekend now.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try to catch some fish.
Oh.
Oh, that's not bad.
They're on after lunch. I have to make pay a bill.
Good.
I can get lucky again.
Good luck to you.
Some fresh fish wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you succeed.
All righty.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Have a good weekend.
All right. Okay.
All right, Charlotte. Thank you very much. Hopefully he'll leave a pair.
Well, don't worry. You want to do something?
I do have a word. Miss Nikki Toops is going to tell us all about what's going on at Eunice Manor.
Hi, my name is Nikki Toops, administrator of Eunice Manor Nursing Home in Eunice, Louisiana. Eunice Manor Nursing Home is focused on person-centered care, having a home-like environment, and spreading love, where every day is a great day for our house guests. We have restaurant-style dining. We have a rehab-to-home with 10 private rooms for short stay for our house guests with specialty care needs. If you want to come on in, get good rehab, and go home, we're the place to be. And we take pride in our activity department that keeps our house guests moving. From weekly joyrides to barbecues at the lake, weekly cooking classes with our new chef, Chef Amanda, and our daily weight training, we are enjoying life. Our motto is, got love and building relationship, where every day we are focused on making a difference, one house guest at a time. I am Nikki Toops. I'm the administrator of Eunice Manor, and I invite you to come on down and give us a visit.
Thank you very much, Miss Nikki Toops from Eunice Manor.
Full of energy.
Oh, like as you love to say, vim and vigor.
Vim, vigor, and vitality.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
All bunched up in one. That's Miss Nikki Toops.
It is. You're so right.
Okay, pas de phone call?
Pas de phone call. Dis-tu, Dretastel?
All you got to do is punch those buttons.
Yeah, don't be shy. We'd love to hear from you.
We don't have rotary dial no more, huh?
No, not no more. Thank goodness. Man, that was hard to win a contest on.
Huh.
That's what, you know, now them kids today got it easy. They just press a button and they can call. We had to hold the thing.
Especially with big fingers like I've got.
No, I got little fingers and still, but it's to go, oh, you hear that cue to call. And, oh, you try to start. by the time you finish, you couldn't get it.
And there's no redial.
Right, and no redial. Yeah. But my mama taught us the secret after a while. She said, you call before. Like when you hear it, and then you hold the last one, you don't let it go right away. So then you'd let it go, and it would give you a chance.
Mama was a sly fox, huh?
She, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now we know where you get yours.
I can't even not deny that, you know?
But I'll tell you what. In the meantime, before we all get in trouble, Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales is what I want to talk to you about. Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales is the place to where you will deal with Gary Brignac and his crew. They are ready to serve you. They've been in the business for a long time. They're one of the oldest businesses in this business in Evangeline Parish. So that means that they're ready to serve you. And I'll tell you one thing. They're going to give you the service that you need, the service like you want. And that's a sure thing when you deal with Gary Brignac and the fun folks at Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. Get your service right. Get your doctor to prescribe that prescription, and they'll take care of you. Whether it be like they have the scooters, they have the different oxygen and wheelchairs, and you name it. Medically, they are able to take care of that for you. And they still offer you those two very popular over-the-counter products to relieve the pain by arthritis and fibromyalgia, the 2-0 Ghost Lotion and BioFreeze Gel. At Assured Home Medical, Renland Sales, 6th Street in Mamou, call 468-3722. In the same building as the insurance center, call Marilyn Brignac at 468-3636.
All right. Thank you very much, Charlie. While we wait for another phone call right here on La Tasa Cafe, we have about a half an hour left in the program. So if you haven't gotten your question in for the day, we'd love to hear from you. 363-2124. Let's hear a word from Mark. He's going to tell us all about what's going on at La Bonne Nouvelle.
Right now, let's talk about another one of our good sponsors on the La Tasa Cafe radio show. And that's the Bonne Nouvelle. And we invite you and we encourage you to contact Bobby Dardo at the Bonne Nouvelle and sign up for a year's subscription to one of the best publications in our area. For just $20 a year, Bobby's going to send you 12 issues of the Bonne Nouvelle plus 4 Buggy Tracks issues. So you're getting 16 issues of good news coming to your mailbox. Phone 363-6692. And while you're talking to Bobby about signing up for the Bon Nouvelle, ask him about his photo restoration service. Every week, more and more people from all over our South Louisiana listening area have been contacting Bobby as a result of our messages right here on La Tosta Cafe. If you've got some old cherished photographs that are faded or scratched or cracked, Bobby's specialty work is taking those old treasures and totally restoring them to look like brand new. Give him a call today. He's right now at this shop waiting to hear from you. 363-6692. That's Bobby Dardo and the good folks over at the Bon Nouvelle. Contact him today and tell him you heard this message on KVPI La Tosta Cafe.
Beaucoup de merci, Monsieur Mark. And Charlie, still no phone calls. 363-2124. Come on, folks. We'd love to hear from you if you've got a word maybe you're not too sure about. You want to know what it means or how to say something. We'd be happy to try to help you out. And if we don't know, we'll ask our very, very intelligent listeners. They're so smart. They'll know before we just ask one little question, and they know the answer. They're ready to go. They're ready to go.
And we have the best people in the world, not just locally, it's all in the world now.
You're right. You're so right.
And just like you were saying a while ago, mm-hmm. yeah, our friend Mr. Laurent from La France listens to us. And
faithfully. And he's always posting on our Facebook.
Straightens us up.
He does. Quite often I'll put something or, how to say something and, from our order of the day, and he's like, well, this is what, I said, okay, that's how we do it. All right. Okay. Good deal.
Ah, on a toujours plein du temps, Sophie.
Oh, yes.
Allons attendre parler. Let's hear, we have people talk about Holy Week this and Holy Week that, about the garden. We've been talking about the gardens for, 3 or 4 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
The week has finally come around.
It's time. Plant your garden and pee.
We'd like to hear what your thoughts of planning during Holy Week.
Do y'all have special tricks that y'all use? Not tricks, but things you use, and what do you do? What do y'all like to plant?
I've always been told when Easter comes, spring is here.
That's right.
Some comment ça dit ça du sure enough.
Mm-hmm.
Spring.
Sure enough spring.
Sure enough spring, because you can look outside, those pecan trees are all, they're in bloom now. They sitting out there. Their green leaves and everything. So they're serious.
That's right. And what is it, which tree is it that makes the cross whenever it's Holy Week? When right before Easter, there's a tree that makes a cross.
Pine?
Is it pine that makes it?
Makes it head, yeah.
Yeah, it makes like a yellow cross. Yeah. So I found that out a few years ago, and I thought, man, that's really cool,
I don't have pine trees left around my house, so I can't verify that.
I don't know, but I've seen pictures, and I couldn't remember if it was a pine tree or what. So,
but I had pine trees long enough to where they were a mess when when they start shedding. You can't cut that with a lawnmower.
It doesn't pick it up.
Mm-hmm. No.
So. Well, look, we got some. We have all kind of trees at the house, and it's just way too much trouble. We're gonna have somebody come cut and
don't cut too many.
There's some of them you have to cut. Some of them that's dead and things like that. And it's just dropping branches. So, hey, look, Charlie, we got a phone call.
All right. Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello.
Hey, it's me again.
It's you again.
Hey, Miss Jeanette, how are you?
C'est pas Clotilde, hein?
No, pas Clotilde, just Jeanette.
Just Jeanette.
Hey, listen, there is a pine tree that does that.
Okay.
It is?
I had one in my yard.
Uh-huh.
And it's the seedling that makes into a cross.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
That I didn't know.
In other words, you got to look up way up there.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but at each end of the branch, when they wanted to make a new growth or something,
yeah,
I think that's when it would come out. It would form a cross.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I found out it was the seedling because my mother-in-law had a tree like that, and the Forest Street people would come every year and collect them.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they? I guess for the seedling, I guess they needed it for to plant others.
To plant.
Right.
Uh-huh. So that's the rest of the story, huh?
That's the rest of the story, as far as I know.
Well, good. That's good to know. Thank you, Miss Jeanette. I appreciate that.
All right, David. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jeanette. Okay.
And phone call, Charlie.
All right. Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hey, happy jour de Pop, Mr. Charlie, and I know it's Camille.
Wait, hey, Camille. Comment ça va?
Ça va bien. I'm on my way to Lafayette, but I called about the Easter trees. You know, the dogwood is truly the tree that shows Easter in every blossom.
Uh-huh.
One, every blossom of the dogwood is in the shape of a cross. And there's a pink fingerprint, like, on the very end of each leaf, which is the sign of the blood. And the center of the dogwood is a little cluster of tiny little thorns. They're more like little stickers.
Yeah.
But that represents the crown of thorns.
Uh-huh.
And the dogwood is usually used in Easter arrangements.
Ah.
And the tree itself has a history.
The tree itself, so said, was the tree that the soldiers cut down to make the cross where Christ was crucified. And after, it was so sorry because it was a major, massive tree. But the tree itself was so sorry because it didn't want to be the tree chosen for the crucifixion. So after that, it said, so as the legend says, the Lord made the dogwood tree very scrawny and not very tall, and it's not a very thick trunk, so it could never be used again for a crucifixion. And
I never heard that before. I didn't know that.
That's the story that I've known all along on this over here.
Yeah. And if you Google it, Anona, it gives you a little more, but it's very pretty. When I taught school, I used to teach that to the children because it is a tree, especially around Chico. We see a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take one of the branches from it and bring it
break it up there, Miss Camille.
They do grow in the wild, and they'll grow underneath.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Well,
appreciate
thank you
that.
So much, Camille. Appreciate that.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend and a good Holy Week.
Is Randy going to dye your eggs for you?
Randy's going to be in the garden trying to put... I guess me and the kids will dye the eggs, but he's going to cook. We got it in control.
All right.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it, and happy Easter.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
And not phone call, Charlie.
Okay. Bonjour. Qui s'y parle?
Bonjour. Ça ici, c'est Shirley Bertrand de Basile.
Mais comment ça va, Monsieur Shirley?
Mais ça va, c'est joli. Ça sent pas comme si ça va mouiller, mais peut-être ça donne la pluie pour demain, hein?
La possibilité de les orages aujourd'hui.
Oui, là demain, des mauvais temps, hein?
Mm-hmm. Well, c'est moyen comme ça, oui.
Oui, mais elle va plier, ça va pas arriver. Non, t'as une grosse affaire demain. Je connais pas. Il n'y a pas moyen d'advertiser depuis la table de café, hein?
Mais ça, c'est pour le bénéfice à Christine?
Oui.
Oui, on a publié ça pour vous autres.
All right, ben ça sera demain. Ça va commencer autour de 9h.
Uh-huh.
Et il y aura un ocon, il y aura plein de manger et de la boisson, je pense, et de la musique.
Il y aura...
Musique, coquin.
Et ça, c'est un magasin de cochons?
Oui, c'est bien.
Le Pigbourne?
Au-dessus du Water Tower.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Ça peut vous contacter Shirley Bertrand ou Madame Lucille?
Ça, c'est correct. Même si quand on vient de ça, ils ont me dit ils ont fax Mark.
Uh-huh.
Ça, c'est bon. Ben.
On a pu donner la notice, on a pu publier ça pour vous autres. On est plus que content de faire ça.
Ben, merci beaucoup. Quand on vient de faire, que le bon Dieu vous bénisse et qu'il vous atteigne un bon jour de pape.
Et je vous souhaite un succès demain.
All right, merci beaucoup bien.
Merci, Mr. Shirley.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Okay.
All right. Charlie, time open is out.
Yeah, mais ça, c'est, poor Madame Christine Lizzie. She's she has a stage 5 kidney disease. She needs a kidney transplant.
She needs a kidney transplant, right.
And she's on dialysis at this time.
So if y'all can go and help her out at the pig barn tomorrow, please do so.
And then when you go by that, tell Mr. Shirley hello.
Yes, and tell him you heard about it on La Tosse. That'd be even better.
Oh, il sera content. Mon attendu ça de lui-même.
Yes.
L'instar, le monde veut charger pour le BNS Neighborhood Market. That's the Neighborhood Grocery and Market. And the BNS Corner Grocery Store and Meat Market. C'est deux différentes locations, mais c'est tout couru par la même compagnie, la même famille. Scott et Amy Dupré, fait courir ça. Ça vous offre le service, le même service à les deux boutiques. C'est un volant de chez Sardane. Ça vous offre de couper la viande comme vous autres la veut ou comme vous autres la besoin. Vous autres peuvent trouver, ils vont l'assaisonner si vous autres les demandent pour le faire. Vous autres les donnent la chance. Ils sont capables de vous arranger la viande de bête, la viande de cochon ou de la viande de poule. Ça vous offre des produits, soit de la viande fraîche ou de la viande bouconnée, comme les saucisses et le tasseau et les ponces, et toute qualité de articles bouconnés de chez Sardane. Ça, par-dessus ça, ça sert des plats de lunch tous les jours. Et le dimanche, leur fameux barbecue lunch. Ça, c'est c'est beaucoup délicieux, mes amis. Ils ont un compris délai à les deux places. Ça sert des boudins balls. Ça, c'est quelque chose de bon. Avec les chicken tenders et tout ça, là. Ça fait... Vous autres pouvez être sûrs que vous autres va être bien traités quand vous autres va visiter avec la petite boutique avec un gros cœur. Ça, c'est en BNS Neighborhood Grocery Market et le BNS Corner Grocery. Ouvert, ça, c'est tous les jours de la semaine pour vous mieux vous servir. Ça, c'est le BNS. Soyez sûrs de visiter avec nous autres.
All right. Thank you very much, Charlie. While we wait... Pour un autre phone call, 363-2124. On va attendre un mot de chef Jay Guillot de Café Evangeline.
Hello to everyone listening on La Tosta Café. This is Jay Guillot, chef and owner of Café Evangeline. To the many of you who have dined with us, Janae and I would like to thank you for your business and support. We would also like to personally invite you in for lunch or dinner in our beautifully restored historic building in downtown Ville Platte. Check out our Facebook page for our complete menu, our hours, and local reviews. Café Evangeline is open for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. And after a hard day at work, enjoy a delicious dinner from 5 to 9 Wednesday through Saturday. You'll enjoy the relaxed, cozy atmosphere paired with good food and exceptional service. Call us at 363-3603 for dine-in or takeout. We have a table waiting for you at Café Evangeline at 102 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Ville Platte.
Eh, beaucoup bien, merci, Chef Jay Guillot de Café Evangeline.
T'as poussé les mauvais numéros?
Yes, you know I did. You know I did.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I try. And sometimes the button doesn't get pressed as hard as it should have.
You're driving this bus. I'm just a passenger on here.
Sometimes the bus don't go where I want it to go.
Yeah, but I wonder sometimes if you put me on the air or not.
Sometimes I forget, I'll be honest with you.
Well, that figures it out. Let me talk about Brown's Furniture, if you don't mind.
Sure, I don't mind
this time.
At all, please.
Brown's Furniture Showplace is the place to where you want to shop for all your furnishings that you need, whether it be for one room or the entire household. They are set on ready. They're prepared to serve you with all the merchandise that you need at quality furniture. At quality prices as well. And then, if you're in need, just visit their credit desk. They're going to fix you with some easy terms on this. Everything is affordable when you deal with Brown's Furniture Showplace. Jasper Fontenot and his two sons, Jody and Jamie, and the entire staff wants to tell you one thing. They're happy to be there, to be of service to you. But don't depend on what you hear from us advertising. Find out for yourself. Go visit at one of the locations here in Ville Platte, Eunice, Opelousas, or Alexandria, where their goal is you are a satisfied customer. That's for sure. From Brown's Furniture Showplace.
All right, Charlie, I'm about to put on another phone call.
Okay, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Mr. Charlie.
Hey.
it just came to me, when you were kidding around, you were talking about, you were messing with an owner. You were talking, you were telling her about controlling the show, but driving a bus and all that. Mm-hmm. It made me remember Miss Simon. Y'all ever, y'all talk to her sometime? How she's doing?
I haven't talked to her lately, Stephen, but I'll make it a point to call her today, because I'm lonesome. She's my good buddy, and I miss talking to her. I'm going to have to give her a call, and I'll see how she's doing.
She did so good in the party time show. I like listening to her when she was there, you know?
Me too.
Yeah, she was such a nice person.
Always. And just like that, always sweet. Always so sweet.
Miss Simon.
Yes.
Yeah, Miss Simon, yeah.
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 I was just wondering if you ever heard from her.
Simon Squirrel.
No, I haven't heard from her in a while.
She's keeping a low profile.
That's right.
But she's doing well.
I'm sure she is.
She's not, we would have heard about it.
Yes, you were right about that.
But we appreciate you calling and inquiring about her.
Yeah, and our old secretary, Miss Bonnie, y'all hear from her?
Oh, yeah, we hear from her.
I saw her the other day. She came by.
She looks like she's getting younger.
I think she is. She looks even...
Peppy.
You know, it's... she always looks wonderful, but, you know, she looks like she's having a wonderful retirement. She's so happy to be able to go, and she stays on the go, from what I understand.
Yeah, I forgot to ask about Miss Bonnie the other day. She's doing good, huh?
She's doing very
fine.
Well, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye,
right.
Stephen.
All right. And I'll call.
Yes, sir.
Bonjour, qui tu parles?
Yeah, Mr. Charlie.
Hey.
David Gomor, sir.
Hey, Dave.
Well, je te fais parler pour les accoudés, you know, la semaine passée.
Uh-huh.
Et, j'ai mon occupé, j'ai pas pu vous attraper, mais je vais vous faire connaître. Ma dad has more than one. Et la côté, you know, il a appris à jouer, he was in his 70s.
Wow.
Yeah, he played like 7 or 8 songs.
Now, quelle note l'accordéon est dedans?
What key was it in? What key was the accordion in? Was it a C or B flat or what?
A D.
It was a D.
A D?
A
oh,
D.
That's different.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
I still have it over here. Dallas told me to keep it there.
You do it chink-a-chink?
Don't mess with it too much. I'm a guitar player.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I used to play in church. I love Christian music.
Oh.
Well, good.
Well, that's good.
We appreciate that.
But I just want to let y'all know, you know, that he was in his 70s and he learned how to play it.
Well, that's hard to do at any age, but it's especially
it's
difficult.
Hard, yeah.
Yeah.
A collector's item. Just don't get rid of those accordions.
Oh, no, I won't. But the accordion's hard, but the guitar is even hard.
Learn how to hit those strings. Huh?
Yeah, those. Right. Yeah, that's
a Cajun music and all of that.
Ah, uh-huh. Well, great. That's good. Well,
thank you, Mr. David. Appreciate that.
We're glad to know that, Dave.
All right, brother. Y'all have a good one. God bless y'all.
Thank
yeah,
you
have
too.
A good weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Ardwan Savage story is on deck for
that's
me to
right.
talk about. Mike Ardwan. You know, Mr. Mike is a type of person that he's a very generous man. He likes to be of service. He likes to take care of his people on this over here. And that means he got the right merchandise at the right prices for you. He prices merchandise according to what people can afford. He wants you to come by and shop. Bring your friends if you have to, but get yourself a carton. I promise you, by the time you get to the front desk, you're going to be full of merchandise at prices that you can't believe. Believe, I'll tell you what, it's almost hard to believe the prices that Mike was offering, mes amis. Venez puis visiter avec Mike. And also with his staff, these ladies are, how we say that, set on ready. They're ready to serve you at any time with that smile. They've always got a pretty face to show you. So they're glad that you can can shop with them, and you'll be glad because you are saving money. Ardoin's Salvage Store, The Burns Store, 1201 West Main, à la Ville Platte.
Ah, oh, beaucoup bien, merci. Charlie, un autre phone call, Bretasteur.
All right. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, bonjour, mes amis.
Hey, Montana checking in with us.
Miss Penny, how you doing this morning?
Well, kind of a slow news day, so I had a couple of things I wanted to share. Enjoy and listen to everybody else. But yesterday we had a little sunshine, so I had some errands to run, and I went down to Safeway, and when I came out, there was a little bit of sleet falling. You know how it's just the little pellets?
Uh-huh.
And they were green.
Green?
Mint green. I couldn't believe my eyes at first, but I had my grocery receipt in my hand, so I held it out to catch a few, and you could tell that it was like white-green color. So strange. Makes you wonder what's up in the air, huh?
Yeah.
You sure you weren't nipping something?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I was straight as an arrow, I swear. And why would I lie about a thing like that?
You're right. You're right on that.
So it's got a mint green come from the sky.
No idea what it was, but I certainly didn't want to swallow any.
No, that's troubling.
And then again, it might have been great. So anyway, I'm through there, and so I go over to another store, and I won't name the name anyway, and I picked up four items, some vitamins and a couple of cards and a Dr. Pepper, and I got up to the checkout counter, and there's two clerks behind the counter, and they're just talking away, and it is not an important conversation. They're just chatting and chatting, so I picked up the cards that I had, and I kind of waved them at him, and so he gives me a look, you know, and finally comes over, and he never breaks this conversation, just going on and on about nothing. Like on next Thursday, they're going to put the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He just took one of the cards through the scanner, and he's still talking and going on and just on and on to this other clerk. And never looks me in the eye, whatever. He picks up another item, runs that through the counter, and he's still just talking away and talking away. And then he picks up the third item, my vitamins, and he runs it through the scanner. And it doesn't, you know, go through, so he runs it through again. And this whole time, he is still talking. So he gets to four, and by that time, I'm about to boil over anyway. And I said, I'm not interrupting your private conversation by trying to make some purchases here, am I? Oh, no, he said, and he waved his hand at me. He said, you're fine. And I said, you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm not fine. How dare you be so rude as to not even break off your personal conversation in order to do your job? I know this is probably the best job you'll ever have in your whole life, and the least you could do is pay it some attention. And I went on after that for, you know, a couple, 3 minutes.
You weren't out the front door by then? I would have been out that front door after the first item.
Yeah.
You're not going to treat me that way.
No.
If you don't appreciate my business, bye.
See you later. There's plenty of stores.
Wow.
Well, part of this is I had noticed their district manager was in the store at that time. And, you know, I used to do some acting, so I can make my voice carry without yelling. By the time I got through chewing on him anyway, he had a new attitude. He says, well, have a better rest of your day, ma'am.
But you know,
now I believe I will. I said, I feel a lot better now. I said, why don't you try to do your job the rest of the day, young man? So,
you know what? Just a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I were shopping. It was in a clothing store, and I was walking around, and I couldn't find anything with my size. After a while, here comes two gentlemen with two ladies, and you can tell these company people. They have that attitude about them, you know.
You can smell them.
One guy says, how's everything, sir? Everything's going fine? I said, no, it's not. He said, well, what's the matter? I said, y'all don't handle the size for people like me. I said, y'all want the kids' stuff. What do you mean? I said, the size that I'm looking for, you don't have a one in stock. Oh, yes, sir. You come in that big and tall section. I said, yeah. I said, I'm big, but I'm not tall. I said, you're not big and you're tall. So I said, between you and I, we'd fit. He come. We got into it. He said, come see. I want to show you. He showed me the big and tall section. He brought me to one little section where it had my size. And come to find out, he was the store manager. I said, are you from Carpet? Oh, no. He said, the other guy is.
Oh.
I said, okay. I said, now I know the rest of the story.
That's right.
And we got into a friendly conversation. He says, mister, I sure hope you have a good day. I said, me too. We broke it off, and we had fun with that one.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Businesses do all of the advertising, and they, set up. It can't be cheap to open a store and pay the rent and, the utilities and everything else that is involved in opening a brick-and-mortar storefront. And then they hire some idiot that, completely destroys their business. I don't understand that, but when you can have a conversation with the manager, it's good. But every once in a while, it just feels great to blow off some steam. And everybody seems to think when you're older, and that you're a nice older lady. And I do try to be nice every chance I get. Every once in a while, I just got to stand my ground and tell it how it is.
That's right.
All right. That red-headed comes out ahead, huh?
That's right.
How did our doctor here locally, his wife is redheaded, he called it a match top.
More like a dynamite top with me.
Yeah,
but
so.
he called it a match top because of the fact she blew her fuse very short.
She had a short
fuse. She kept him in line, though.
I bet she did.
My daughter calls it getting the Penelope speech. Once in a while, you got to give your Penelope speech and let them know who you are. So.
That's right.
But, yeah, redheads got to speak up for themselves. They get teased unmercifully, when you're younger.
Oh, yeah.
And then with a name like Penny and being so tall, it's like, well, you look more like a nickel to me, So like that's supposed to be funny after the first 3,000 times. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I felt much better
afterwards. But I had to throw that in there. Everybody that has a store, be sure and remind your clerks that the first order of business is the customer.
Of course. Like Nona and I, we chit-chat between commercials. But during the commercial, and the commercials itself, while the recorded ones. But the thing is, while we're on the air, we don't ignore our customers. We talk about the business.
We're right, exactly.
We're there for y'all.
That's right. Thank you so much, Miss Penny. We appreciate the call.
Excellent job to both of you. I love the dynamic duo.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Hey, a new definition.
That's right.
Dynamic duo. I like that.
You like that? All right.
It sounds good.
Me too. Thank you, Miss Penny.
And I hope you have a good Holy Week, Easter week next week.
Everybody have a blessed week. Try to keep a lid on that temper.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Nice.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
All right, I have Ardwan's...
Ardwan's Funeral Home.
I have Doug Ashley Building Materials right now. We want to talk about Doug Ashley Building Materials. They have several locations to serve you. They're with you. They like being your neighbors on this, so you won't have to drive any long distance to get what you need. Spring has arrived, and we need to do all of those spring... little jobs that we put off during the winter time. Now's the time to do it. If you need advice, you need some products, you need whatever you need, you go and visit with here in Ville Platte. You deal with Steve Buller and his crew at Doug Ashley Building Materials, and you're gonna come out one happy, satisfied customer. Now that's Doug Ashley Building Materials, with a location in Ville Platte, Rain, New Iberia, Brobridge, Covington, and two in Lafayette.
All right. Thank you so much, Charlie. And speaking of Ardwan's, how about we hear a word from Ardwan's Funeral Home?
Hi, this is Dottie Clark with Ardwan's Funeral Home of Mamou. We appreciate the trust you've instilled in our funeral home, allowing us to proudly serve the families of Evangeline Parish for over 75 years. We hope the guidance we've provided has met or exceeded your expectations. More and more, people are realizing the thoughtfulness and practicality of planning their funerals in advance. Just as you plan vacations, investments, and other important events in life, we urge you to consider pre-planning for this one. Here at Ardwan's Funeral Home, we have multiple options and services available to make a difficult time easier for your family. As the pre-planning specialist, I will walk you through the process and help you decide what type of funeral would be appropriate for you or your loved ones. Our prearranged funeral plans come with payment options that are suitable for all families. We invite you to come by our office in Mamou or give us a call to make an appointment at 337-468-5231.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatan and Villeplaine. Pharmacist Pat Andrus and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim: to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplaine. Phone 363-7497.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. And that's going to just about do it, Charlie, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. And the program today was brought to you compliments of Doug Ashe, Building Materials, Brown's Furniture, Eunice Manor, B&S Grocery, and B&S Neighborhood Grocery, Ardwan's Funeral Home, Sooner Auto Salvage, Blake's Pharmacy, Family Hair and Gifts, Assured Home Medical, Bon Nouvelle, Jerry's Furniture, Ardwan's Salvage Store, Chapman's Dirt Service, and Café Evangeline. C'était un vrai plaisir d'être avec vous autres cette semaine ici. Et on va vous revoir encore. Ben, on va revenir back la semaine prochaine, la semaine qui vient. Et on va vous souhaiter tout un bon week-end. Et on va souhaiter de le bon Dieu vous bénir.
Restez à l'écoute à KBPI AM avec Cheryl, avec du musique classic country et la musique de Swamp Pop avec Lizzie de ce KBPI FM 92.5. Au revoir, mes amis, et soyez vous autres.